Ready? Today, I would like to share with you what we did out there and my personal testimony for the trip. We had met 90% of our goals for going out to the Alpha House. Our primary goal for going to the Alpha Home was to show the love of Christ to these children and to be an encouragement to the ministry.
我们去那的主要目的是为了表达主耶稣基督的爱，让那些孩子能感觉得到，而且是对那边的组织是一个鼓励。
From the testimonies of the leaders and the children themselves, we had met our goal 110%.
从那里的我们那些组长跟那些小孩子他们，我们觉得我们已经达到这目标118%。
Many of the children there had never even met a Chinese person before and had commented that Chinese people were so nice and fun.
那边小孩子可能从来没看过一个华人，而都讲说哇，华人真的好好玩，都很可爱。
It was such an amazing feeling to see all the children smiling and laughing at the beginning and end of each of our workday.
那这真是一个很好的感觉，看那小孩子都是那么的快乐，从早上到晚上。
It was a feeling where you knew this is what God had sent me here for, and this is how it should be.
这给我感觉，这真是神为了这个神派我们到那里去。
Our secondary goal was to finish our four main projects.
我们第二个目标是为了完成这四样的工作。
Painting the new expansion home, building and painting a garden, building a bathroom, and building a new kitchenette.
在那间新的房子里面，油漆，然后种一个花园果园，建立一个洗手间和冲凉房，然后还有建立一个小的厨房。
For these projects, all were completed 100% except for the bathroom, which was very, very close to being done. It only needed one more wall and to be painted.
除了洗手间以外，其他的我们都100%的完成，而那间厕所我们只需要把多一个墙立上和油漆。
Our time there had stretched us in so many ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
我们在那时间有在许多方面都试炼了我们，精神上、体力上、情绪上和灵性方面。
Our workday started each day with breakfast at 8 a.m. and ended at 10 to 11 p.m. with worship and activities.
我们每天一早是八点是吃早餐，然后一直到晚上十点十一点才结束。
When we were not working on the projects, we were spending all of our free time with the children.
如果我们不是在帮忙建设油漆的话，我们就是把所有的时间都花在小孩子身上。
It was extremely exhausting, and most of us have just now caught up on sleep.
真的是体力透支，可是我们现在才刚刚恢复。
However, it was such a rewarding experience, and it was worth all the sweat and frustration.
可是这个是一个很好的经历，真的是值得我们的汗血，血汗。
This trip had taught me that I am nothing.
这一次的旅程教导我，我真的是一无所有。
I have no control or power over anything, and that our God is almighty, all-powerful, and all-knowing.
我对什么东西都没有，都不能控制，根本没有什么能力，而可是神却是全能的。
Everything I had wanted, he gave better, and everything I feared, he took away.
我所要的，他都供应了，而且供应得更好，而我所害怕的，他都全部挪去。
Let me share with you some struggles that came up when planning the trip.
让我分享我在安排这个旅程的一些经历。
I had proposed a budget of $3,700 for all four projects that included the bare minimum quality and paint and materials.
我的预算案里面大概是花3700块为了这四个装修，材料只是说很基本的材料和油漆。
The kitchenette did not even include the stove or dishwasher. The kitchen cabinets were the basic ones, and the paint was average quality that you could get at Home Depot. However, God had his own plans.
可是神有他的安排。
When I went to Home Depot to start buying materials for the project, I opened a contractor account and was told that there would be a discount for buying materials over $2,500.
当我去 Home Depot 开始采购的时候, 我可以, 我发现到我可以开一个, 装修的专用账号, 而经过那个账号, 我可以得到一些, 折扣, 如果是超过2500块的话。
Having faith that God can perform miracles, I went ahead and put a stove and dishwasher, which was an extra $800, as well as upgraded the cabinets, an extra $600, into the order just to see what deal I could get.
我有信心说神能创造这个奇迹，所以我就订购了那个炉子跟那个洗碗机，然后而且把那个壁橱也是再放上祷告一个等级，所以就看我可以拿到他们会有什么样的回应。
That would have been already $1,400 over my original proposal.
这样这就会超出我预算案大概1400块。
A few hours later, I received a phone call from Home Depot telling me that they had given me a discount of $720 from the order.
然后几个小时后, Home Depot 打个电话给我说他们可以给我大概720块的折扣。
The discount had almost paid for adding in the stove and dishwasher.
而这些折扣能给我说可以再订购那个炉跟那个洗碗机。
On Friday morning, I was supposed to pick up the paint at Porter Paints.
而在星期五早上，我本来预算说可以去 Porter Paint 采购那个油漆。
I had worked out an agreement where Porter would give us a 30% discount on their higher grade paints, and the total would be $800.
我们起初的 预算跟答应他们，他们答应说会给我们38%的折扣，而可以总共大概是800块钱。
However, that Friday morning when I went there, the manager I had talked to was out training, and the associate could not give me the discount.
可是，在星期五早上我去采购的时候，我所跟那个所讲的经理，那个经理不在，而他的职员说他不可以给我那个折扣。
I tried and tried to talk him into giving me the same discount, but he said the best he could do was a 5% discount.
我一直跟他游说，可是结果他只说可以给我5%的折扣。
I was frustrated because I knew we needed the paint that day so that we can start painting the next morning.
我那时候真的是有一点着急跟烦恼，因为我知道我们那一天就得把那个油漆采购好，因为我们隔天就得开始油漆了。
In my frustration, I almost went ahead and bought the paint.
在我烦恼之中，我差点就买了那个油漆。
But I took a second to calm down and told him I would think about it.
可是我拿了一秒钟冷静下来，就跟他讲说，我待会儿让我想想看。
I went to my car and prayed that God would give me a solution to the problem.
我就去我车里，然后就向神祷告，会给我一个解决的方案。
As I was driving to a meeting with a professor 20 minutes later, I suddenly felt an urge to look up on my phone to see if there was another Porter Paint in the area.
当我在要去与我一个教授会面的时候，我突然间想起，可能我要找还有多另外一间店可以向他们买。
There was.
真的是有那一间店。
I called them and they said they could honor the other manager's discounts.
他们说他们可以给我另外一个manager所给的那个折扣。
I told them I would be there after my meeting an hour later to buy the paints.
我跟他讲说我大概1个小时过后会到。
I drove from downtown KU all the way to 151st Street over South Overland Park.
所以我从 KU 一直开车开回到我们 Overland Park 151街。
I was so thankful that the Lord had provided.
我真的是很感谢神，他真的是供应了。But
again, God said I can do better than what you think you can do.
可是神就说我会做得比你所想象的更好。
When it was time to pay, the associate said $432.
我要付钱的时候，那个职员说是432块。
The associate, to my surprise, the sales associate had given me an additional discount.
那位职员还给我了多一点的折扣。
In total, I spent a little over my budget. However, God had provided so much more with the money I was given. We had upgraded cabinets, a stove and dishwasher for the kitchen, so it was a complete package now, and such high quality paints.
我们有更好的壁橱，而且又多了一个炉子跟洗碗机，然后所以现在这厨房真的是一个完全的厨房，而且我们所用的油漆是比较高等级的油漆。The
paint was such a high quality that we were able to paint over everything with two coats and still had enough left over to paint a few more rooms. And we left it there so that they could paint when they expand.
所以这个油漆是我们只需要粉刷两次，而还有剩下的他们可以粉刷其他的房间。
The third concern for the group was the weather.
我们第三个忧虑是那个天气。
It was supposed to rain all weekend long.
在这个周末预算，他们本来是天气预报是会整个星期都会下雨。
We would not be able to do half our activities and would not be able to garden.
我们所要玩的游戏跟我们所要种的东西，我们都可能受到影响。
I've organized three trips so far: group trips to Colorado, Grand Canyon, and now Alpha.
从去年到现在大概是有三个旅程去了Colorado，去了大峡谷，也现在去了Alpha House.
Every single time, the forecast had called for rain over our trip.
每一次天气预报都说会下雨。
And every time God showed me that it is not weather.com that controls the weather. It is He who controls all things.
而每一次神就让我知道，不是那个网页是在控制天气，而是神在控制一切。
We had rain for 10 minutes on Sunday afternoon.
而在星期天下午大概4点的时候，就下了一小阵的雨。
It was at 4 p.m. when the gardeners were extremely hot and needed something to cool down with.
而那时候在种植的年轻人都真的是好累，跟很热，真的是需要一些凉爽凉快。
The rain ended up being a blessing right before our water balloon fight.
这雨真的是下得正好，真的是一个祝福，让我们在玩游戏之前。
We worship and serve an almighty and all-powerful God.
我们所侍奉的是一个全能，一位全能的神。
When God wants something done, He will do it in His time and He will do it perfectly.
当神要做一件事情的时候，他会在他的时间里面做，而是做得完完全全的。
I saw that in this trip.
在这个旅程里面我们看到了。
I said earlier that we went on this mission trip to be a blessing to the children.
之前我说我们去这个Alpha是为了祝福那些小孩子。
Yet it was the children and the ministry that ended up being a blessing to me.
结果是这些小孩子祝福了我们。
I left there questioning myself.
我离开那时候有一些问题。
There are so many people out there in this world that has not yet heard of or experienced Christ's love.
在这世界上有这么多，还有很多人没听过主耶稣跟或者是经历主耶稣的爱。
Are we doing enough?
我们做得够吗？
I walked away feeling good that I had done God's work this weekend.
我觉得我们这周末真的是做了神的工，感觉很好。
But I realized in my heart that this is what we should be doing every single day of our lives.
可是在我心里，我了解到这是我们每一天所该做的。
I was blessed as I now realize that there is more I can do.
我被祝福，因为我知道我现在还可以做更多。
God has more work for me to do, and I will move forward without fear.
神他有很多事要我做，而我可以没有不胆怯的向前进行。
I would like to first thank my team that went with me this weekend, and for all those that helped prepare in the planning and preparation and the weeks and months before.
我要感谢我的小组跟 那些从几个月前就帮我准备的弟兄姐妹。
Everything had come together perfectly. Everyone worked together, worked very well together, and everyone showed their heart to serve our perfect Lord.
一切都很完全的组织起来，然后而且大家都很合作的把工作做完，而且大家也 显出他们想侍奉我们这完全的神，完全的主。
I would also like to thank the congregation for all your prayers and support.
我也很感谢教会弟兄姐妹的祷告与支持。
There were so many things that could have gone wrong, but did not.
有很多事情可能出差错，可是没有。
Thank you and praise the Lord.
感谢主。
There are two other people.
还有多两位。 弟兄姐妹要分享。
This is how many notes I have. So.
这是我的简简的简短的分享。
I guess I want to just first start off by reading Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 through 7.
首先我要读腓立比书第二章第一到第七节。
Okay. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, oh, are you going to translate all that at the end? First five verse. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心中有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
你们应当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And I'm sure, like most of you know, that Eder, Mark, and myself, we're preparing also for a trip to Taiwan at the end of June.
我想你们很多人都知道，Eder, Mark 和我，在六月的时候有准备要去台湾有一个短宣。
And one of the concepts that we have to wrap our heads around is whatever it takes.
我们有这一个概念，就是不惜一切。
And reading these eight verses in Philippians, we can see that Jesus was the prime example of doing whatever it takes.
而在这短短的八节经文里面，可以看到耶稣真的是一个很好的榜样。
He was probably enjoying being in heaven, being with the Father, being in total fellowship with him.
他这是在享受与父神合一。
But when the time came, he chose to leave that and come to earth.
可是当时间到的时候，他选择离开那里而来到这世上。
And hopefully, you know, when we look at the challenges and the invitations that are in front of us, we would be able to do the same where we can do whatever it takes.
而希望当我们在有这个请求的时候，在有这个挑战的时候，我们能不惜的一切去应付。
So my experience with doing whatever it takes was it started out with tilling the field.
而我在我的经历就是不惜一切的时候，就是在翻土。
If you can see, I don't have many muscles.
如果你可以看，我不是很强壮。
And I don't know if you were able to catch a glimpse during the slideshow, but there were two of these tilling machines.
而在我们在短片的时候，我不知道你们看到有这两个翻土的机器。
And I think the way that I experienced it, it felt like trying to ride a bronco.
而如果我的感觉是好像在骑一头野牛。
Yeah, like those.
野马。
Yeah, 野马 ，very good. You know how crazy those things are. So the tiller machine, it has like these handles.
而这翻土的机器有这两个手柄。
And it has a huge motor.
然后有这很大的摩托。
And it's got these things on the bottom that breaks up the ground.
然后有这个转动的旋轮来翻那个土。
And needless to say, it was very heavy and very powerful, and I couldn't really control it too well.
因为它很重，然后又很大的力，我没有那个力来控制它。
And to add on top of that, it was very sunny.
而且那时候太阳又很热。
And it was very hot.
Yeah, 而且我也很热。
I don't think I've ever done anything so physically hard in my life.
我从来没有做过这么苦的工。
Okay, so that was one thing. I mean, like, it was hard to do, but I was reminding myself, oh, whatever it takes, I'll do it. Oh, this sucks.
但是很辛苦,可是我觉得我坚持那个态度,不惜一切,我得坚持下去。
The other thing that I experienced for whatever it takes is leading worship at during the campfire.
而我另外一个经历就是在我们在有萤火的时候，我们在那边唱歌。
I don't like bugs.
我不喜欢昆虫。
And I really don't like the ones that bite you.
我真的不喜欢那些会叮你的昆虫。
And as you can tell, when you play guitar, both hands are busy.
当你在用那吉他的时候，你两只手都在玩那个乐器。
So there's no way to get the bugs away.
所以我不能打那一些昆虫。
So I was sitting there, letting them bite me.
对，坐在那一边让他们叮我。
And there's something special about these mosquitoes.
然后这些蚊子也很特别。
They can bite through clothes.
他们能穿过那个衣服来叮你。
My whole back, it was very itchy and it was very bad.
所以我整个背都是很痒。
But whatever it took, I was willing to do it.
可是我觉得我可以不惜一切的侍奉。
And one of the things that I guess I got away from this
然后还有多一样事情,
is that when you make those decisions,
我觉得当你有这个决定的时候,
people will remember.
别人会记得。
If you make a good decision, people will remember.
当你有一个好的决定的时候，人家会记得。
And if you make a bad decision, people will remember.
当你做一个不好的决定的时候，人家也会记得。
And if you think about Peter,
如果你想到, Peter,
you know, he will always be remembered as the disciple that denied Jesus.
他永远会被记是三次否认耶稣的使徒。
And also for Thomas,
而且多马,
you know, he's always going to be remembered as the disciple who doubted.
他永远会被记得是那个询问主耶稣的。
And then thinking about myself, if I said, forget the worship, forget the bugs, that's what I would have been remembered as.
如果我对自己讲说,哦,我不做这一些了,那我永远会被记得是。
So I don't know like what decisions you guys have in store for you, but hopefully you guys would be able to make a decision that would reflect you know, how God is alive in you.
所以我不知道你们面前会面对什么样的决定，可是希望说你们所做的决定会能彰显说主耶稣在你们的心里、生命里面。
The second point that I took away from this was humility.
所以我要做的第二点，我所学到的是谦卑。
Throughout the whole weekend that we were there.
在整个周末里面。
I had the privilege of working with Uncle Po.
我有这个荣幸与 安哥李白合作。
And I'm not sure how many of you have worked with him.
我不知道你们有多少人与他合作过。
Oh, okay. So they can testify. But he's very smart.
可是他很聪明。
And he has a lot of ideas.
他有很多意见。
And I think that when we are, I think it's just human nature, when we are confident in ourselves, we would like to express our ideas and we would like to teach people how to do things.
所以我觉得是人之常情，当我们真的是懂做一件事情的时候，我们很想教别人也做那件事情。
And I'm a young adult.
所以我是个年轻人。
And I think I know everything.
我觉得我什么都知道。
So here we are. we could have been like this, but it very much wasn't so.
对，我们很可能可能有会起冲突，可是却没有。
First of all, we go back to the tilling of the field.
首先是回到翻土的时候。
You know, I'm hot, I'm tired, I just want to get this done, so I'm just pushing it along.
所以我真的很累，所以又很烦，所以我只是说要把东西做完就是。
And then Uncle Po comes along.
对，安哥李白就来了。
And you know, he really likes to plant things too, so he's got experience.
所以安哥里巴也很喜欢种植东西。
So he says, no, you're going too fast.
所以安哥讲,不行不行,你太快了。
So I just go, okay, I'm not moving at all now.
我就这样停在那,停动了。
But, you know, reminding myself of the motto and the theme, to be one in spirit and to be one in purpose, And also, you know, doing whatever it takes.
而且有这个不惜一切的态度。
I had to get myself to a point where, you know, I would be open to listening to someone that is older and wiser.
所以我就想说，我应该要打开我的 思想和概念,心房,让就是说接受别人的意见。
And that actually was very good. I mean, like, he was tilling on that side of the field, and I was tilling on this side of the field.
所以他在那边翻土,我在这边翻土。
So as long as I was doing what he told me to do, I think it was okay.
所以只要我做他所要求我做的,一切都没事情。
Okay, so we go on to the next task now.
所以我们就去下一个工作。
Planting the trees.
接种树.
And I don't know if you guys noticed there's this Caucasian guy that was with us. Not Bob, the other guy.
所以你不知道在短片里面你们看到有一个洋人是在短片里面。
You know, he told me how to I should plant the trees, that I should dig the holes a certain size and then fill it with something and in a certain order.
所以他就跟我讲说，你要为了这个种树，你就得挖这个洞，然后要用什么泥土来种植这些。
And then Uncle Paul comes along.
礼拜叔叔就来了。
He's like, no, you don't do it that way. I'm like, oh no, what am I going to do?
不行，你不可以这样做。所以我就烦了，到底我应该怎么做呢？
So I have the authority of Jeff telling me how to do it.
所以那个负责人 Jeff 就跟我讲说应该要这样做。
And I also have the authority of Uncle Poe telling me how to do it.
我又有李白叔叔跟我讲应该是这样做。
And I was just like, holy moly, who do I listen to?
我就在那边讲说，到底应该听谁呢？
But there was, I'm sorry, I don't have a scripture reference for this, but there's that verse that, you know, reminds us to, you know, do everything that we can to live at peace with one another.
所以我们就那个经节就提醒到说，我们应该做我们所尽可能做的，让我们大家和睦相处。
And I think, like, even for the authority figures, it was a great testimony to me how Uncle Poe didn't just go ahead and do things his way, but we came to the agreement that we should just go and talk to Jeff to see what we can do, how we can work with the things that we have.
所以对我来讲是一个很好的见证，因为李白叔叔没有说直接的反对负责人所要求的，结果我们是两个人一起去负责人那一边，问他说应该要怎么样处理这件事情。
And we'll come quickly to the third task that I had.
我们就来到第三样所要做的事。
Mopping the floor.
抹地板。
I never mopped the floor in my life.
我从来没有抹过地板。
And when we were cleaning up on the last day,
所以我们在最后一天打扫清洁的时候,
I was helping Jerry in the cooking place to mop up the floor and stuff.
所以他在帮, 我, Jerry, 帮忙整理厨房。
And Uncle Poe shows up.
他又来了。
He is a man of many talents. He can do it all.
他真的是多才多能。
So, you know, even before he says anything, I just asked him, show me how to do an Uncle Paul.
在他跟我讲之前,我就跟他讲了,你就做给我看吧。
And I mean, like, you know, we kind of laugh at that.
我们虽然是在笑这个事情。
But I think that that is a very good way to work with the people that are hard to work with.
我觉得这个是一个很好的方法来与那些大家一起
He's sitting somewhere.
大家一起相处跟做工。
But I mean, like, if you guys take, like, just take 1 second or like maybe 10, 15 seconds.
如果你们用一小段时间，一秒钟，10到15秒钟，想想看。
And you think, try to think of one person in your life right now that is hard to work with and hard to get along with.
想想看，在你们生活当中有一个一位比较难相处的人。
And if you ask God, like, help me to be humble and help me to count this person as someone greater than myself.
然后如果你向神祷告说, 帮我谦卑我自己, 然后把这个人看为他比我还要强,
I think that that will help all of us to, you know, where it says in that verse to be, our mind should be like that of Christ Jesus.
所以这样能希望能帮助我们, 让我们的,
okay, let's see. And also, when you do that, when you find out, you know, who knows how to do things.
然后当你发现到谁有这个能力能完成这个任务的时候,
you know, it can only help you because it widens, you know, the people that are in your life that you can ask for help.
然后这对你来讲其实也就是这个帮助, 因为它能扩大你的, 所接触的人。
Okay, and the last thing that I wanted to share was about flexibility.
然后我最后想, 分享的就是在, 要有, 灵活性, 很适应性。
I signed up for 2 tasks on this trip.
我本来, 准备是做, 有两样工。
Plumbing?
是在, 装修水管,
and electrical work.
和那个电器的安装,
I didn't do any of those.
那两样我都没做到。
Instead,
结果,
I got gardening,
我得去种树, 翻土,
cooking,
去煮东西,
clean up,
去, 去清扫打理,
painting,
去油漆粉刷,
but everything that I was wanting to do, I didn't do, and everything that I was like, I don't want to do that, I ended up, you know, getting thrown on.
我所要做的结果没有做到, 而我所不要做的结果被派去做了。
And I think, you know, Uncle Po saw me everywhere too, so he gave me a nickname, the Wandering Ghost.
所以安哥礼拜就到处都看到我, 所以他就给我一个取个外名叫孤魂野鬼。
But, you know, that's also a very important, it was an important lesson for me.
这对我来讲是一个很重要的教训。
That even though we might have plans, and those are probably very good plans too.
虽然我们有计划, 也可能是很好的计划。
You know, God's plans, you know, a lot of times we're totally not aware of until the last second.
可是神的计划, 我们有时候根本就不知道, 是一直到最后一秒钟。
And we have to constantly keep ourselves in check.
所以我们要一段不断的寻求,
to make sure that we will be willing to do whatever it takes.
才知道说我们可以真的是不惜一切的做一些事情。
You can pray against it all you want. I don't want more, any more tilling. You know?
所以你可以祷告说我不要再翻土了。
But who knows? You know, I might be tilling in Taiwan.
所以不知道可能我在台湾还得翻土。
But it would be okay because I know that, you know, as our hearts are right with God.
可是我觉得那是没问题，只要我们的心在神里面是对的。
He'll give us the strength to do whatever He wants us to do.
他会供应我们那个力量, 让我们能做我们该做的事。
And, you know, the pain and the suffering, it's only temporary.
我们所受的痛苦, 而只是短暂的。
But the benefits that we get and the blessings that we get for ourselves and the blessings that we are to others,
而我们所受到祝福, 而祝福别人,
you know, they are eternal.
那是长久永恒的。
So I wanted to end with a verse here, Luke chapter 9.
所以我在结束我要读一段经文是在路加福音第九章,
verse
23. 第23节,
If anyone would come after me,
耶稣对众人又对众人说, 若有人要跟从我,
he must deny himself,
就当舍己,
and take up his cross daily,
天天背起他的十字架,
and follow me,
来跟从我。
And so hopefully, you know, we can all learn how to deny ourselves.
所以希望我们都能天天舍己。
And it, you know, like, I really like Luke's version. It has it in the other Gospels too.
我真的是喜欢路加所记载的, 虽然在别的福音上也有记载。
Because he says that we need to take up our cross daily.
因为他说我们得天天背起我们的十字架。
That our decision to follow Jesus isn't as simple as, you know, making a decision to get baptized.
我们要跟从主耶稣不是说简单的就讲说我们要洗礼就是了。
But it's every decision that we make. Are we going to deny ourselves or are we going to satisfy ourselves?
而我们所做的每一个决定，我们是真的是在舍己吗？
So may God bless you, and thank you again for all the support, both emotionally, praying, and monetarily.
愿神祝福你们，真的是谢谢你们的祷告，而且支持不只是在精神上，而金钱方面也是。
Bless you.
祝福你们。
Today I want to share with all of you my experiences and the many blessings I received during our missions trip last weekend.
今天我想跟大家分享我这周末的经历和我所收到的祝福。
First of all, I wanted to say thank you to the church for all your love, support, and prayers for this missions trip.
首先我要感谢这教会为了你们的爱、你们的支持跟你们的祷告。
It ended up being one of the most memorable experiences that I will always treasure.
它成为了我这一生可能是最珍贵的一个记忆。
During the trip, I was in charge of the painting team.
在这短训当中，我是负责那粉刷的那一队伍。
As you saw in the video, we painted a new house that will eventually fit up to 8 more children.
所以你们在看到的那个短片当中，你看到我们所粉刷的那间屋子，可以再容纳多8位小孩子。
Since it was my first time being in charge of a team like this, I quickly realized how much I lacked in leadership skills.
这是我第一次负责一个这样的小组，我很快地发现到我没有，我需要一些领导的能力。
Honestly, I didn't even know why I was given that position.
坦白来讲，我不知道为什么我会被放在那个职位里面。
I'm a girl, I'm a perfectionist, and I'm the worst at confronting people.
我是一个女孩子，我又是个完美主义者，而且我真的是很不喜欢应付对付别人。
I remember facing a lot of unexpected problems and setbacks and never knowing how to deal with them.
我记得我们碰到很多问题，而很多挫折，而且不知道怎么样去应付他们。
Before I knew it, I was very stressed and overwhelmed and almost wanted to give up.
我那时候就是受到很多的压力，然后觉得我差点要放弃了。
Being a leader, the most important lesson that I took away was how easy it was to lose focus on the purpose of why we were there and who we were there to serve.
身为一个领导，我觉得我学到最重要的一门功课就是，我们很容易的失去我们的目标，不知道我们为什么要去那里，而我们所侍奉的是谁。
All I became concerned about was staying on schedule, painting the house perfectly, and trying my best not to mess anything up.
全圈的注意就是注意在我得正确的时间把那个任务完成，把屋子粉刷好，而且是尽量说不要弄坏东西。
I was so caught up in all of this and completely lost sight of the vision of the trip.
那时候我真的是慌慌的被这些东西围绕着，根本忘记我们去这个短宣的目标。
But God graciously reminded me of why He called me to serve at Alpha House on the second night we were there.
可是神在第二个晚上就提醒我，为什么我们是去这个 Alpha House.
Out of the blue, one of the girls, her name was Courtney, she invited me to sleep over at the house where her and the other children lived.
在很意外的，其中一位女孩子 Courtney, 她就邀请我。 去他跟别的小孩子所睡的家，跟他们一起过一晚上。
Honestly, I was very exhausted, and I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep if I went over, so I was really reluctant to go.
坦白的讲，我真的是很累，然后我知道说如果我过去的话，我可能根本不能睡觉，所以我真的是很不想去。
Also, I didn't know why out of everyone she asked me to go with her.
而且我不明白，在这么多人当中，为什么她只邀请我。
I had hardly talked to her up until that point, and it really didn't make sense to me why she didn't ask anyone else.
在那个时候，我真的是没有跟她谈过太多的话，我也真的是不明白为什么她没有邀请别的人。
But I had a hard time saying no to her and knew that this was probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so I took my little sister Jubilee along with me to sleep over.
可是我觉得我很难拒绝她，而且我觉得这可能就是一生只有这一次的经验，所以我就带我的妹妹陪我一起去。
Courtney was clearly a lot more excited about it than I was. But later I found out that I was the very first friend she ever had spent the night with her. So I was both blessed and glad that I had decided to come over.
所以接下来我才发现到我是她第一个 被邀请过在跟她一起过夜的朋友。 所以我觉得我真的是很被祝福，然后很感谢说我能真的过去陪她。
As soon as we stepped into her room, she pulled out a big box of pictures of her family.
所以我们一进她的房间的时候，她就马上拿起一大箱的那照片，是她家里面的照片。
She spent the rest of the night showing us the pictures and telling us about her past and how she ended up at the children's home.
所以她在接下来那个晚上，她就跟我们分享说。 她照片里面的人物跟她的过去，一直到她怎么会来到这Alpha House.
She was only 16 years old, but had already gone through so much in her life.
虽然她只是16岁，可是她的一生当中经历了好多好多事。
Out of the hundreds of pictures that she showed us, I wondered why I only saw pictures of her mom, her brother, even her extended relatives, but there were none of her dad.
在她所有的百多张照片当中，我在想，我怎么只看到她的母亲、她的兄弟，可是而且她很多不同的亲属，就是没看到她的爸爸。
She later told us that her dad had an affair with her mother's best friend, which ended her parents' marriage.
接下来跟我们讲说，她的父亲与她母亲最好的朋友有外遇，然后结果就结束了她父母亲的婚姻。
It caused her a lot of heartache, and since then she says she hasn't really associated with her dad much anymore.
那是真的是很打击她，她死她有很多很伤心，而从此她就没有跟她的父亲有太多的来往。
I didn't know the extent or the rest of her situation, but I do know that her dad's affair had eventually caused enough problems for her and her family that she had to be sent to Alpha House.
虽然我不知道她整个完整的情况，可是我知道说，因为那件事情，她和她的家人出了很多问题，使她被送去到这个地方。
After she went through all of her photos, she took out a notebook of all of these drawings that she drew and went through them, one by one with us.
所以在看过她的照片过后，她又把她所画画的一个本子给我们看。
Two of them stood out to me the most.
其中有两张画对我来讲有很深刻的印象。
The first was one that she drew of her family.
第一张是她画她的家人的一幅画。
She drew a line across the middle of the paper, and on the top, she drew herself with her mom's side of the family, and on the bottom, she drew herself with her dad's family.
Okay, 所以在那幅画当中，她画了一条线，就有一篇在上面那一段，她就画了她妈妈那边的家庭，而在下面那一幅画，她就画了她与她爸爸那边的家庭。
She told me to pay attention to our faces in the drawing.
所以她讲说，你注意看他们那些人的面孔。
It didn't take long for me to realize that everyone in her mom's side of the family was happy, with her own smile being the biggest.
然后我就马上发现到，他们妈妈那一边的家庭，每个人都有笑脸，而她笑的是最开心的一个。
On the bottom, with her dad's family, everyone looked mean or angry, and she drew herself with a very sad face.
而结果在下面看她爸爸那边的家庭，每个人都是愁眉苦脸或者是很生气的样子，她自己也画了一个很伤心的面孔。I
really didn't know what to say to her after she told us her story and showed me this picture.
我当时真的是不知道该怎么跟她说什么话。
I realized how much I take for granted having a loving and God-fearing family.
我发现到我其实就是，我发现到我真的是有时候会很忽略我所已经所有的，我神给我的一个家庭，然后我也很感谢神把我们一家全部放在一起。
Yeah, and all I could think of was how grateful I was that God has kept us all together.
而我是想一下，就是神真的是很感谢神把我们把这个家庭组织在一起。
The second drawing that stood out to me was one that she drew for her grandma that had passed away recently.
把她第二幅画是画她刚刚过世的婆婆。
It was a picture of a cross with her hand on top of it.
那是有一个她所画的是一个十字架，而她的手是在上面。
Across the top of the drawing, it said, "God's love never fails."
而在那幅画的上面就讲了说，神的爱永远不放弃。
She told me that it was the last thing that her grandma told her before she passed away.
她跟我讲说，是在她婆婆去世之前跟她所说的最后一句话。
She kept saying that it was so true that God's love had never failed her and that it was something she would never forget.
所以她一直跟我讲说，那是真的，因为神的爱从没叫她失望过，而且她是永远不会忘记的。
I was shocked and amazed that having gone through everything that she had, she was not bitter or angry at God, and she could still say without a doubt that God's love never fails.
我真的是很惊讶，她所经历的这么多事情过后，她还是没有苦读，也没有对神生气，而且她还可以讲说神的爱永远不会失望。
I was so humbled by her strength and her faith in the Lord despite the hardships.
然后我看到她的信心跟她在神里面的力量，我真的是很被谦卑。
And despite the constant feelings of rejection and abandonment she faced throughout her life.
虽然她在她一生中，她一直被人抛弃后被人遗弃过。
God really spoke to me through her that night.
神真的是通过她对我说话。
And that's when I knew why he had chosen me among everyone else to spend the night with her.
所以我那时候才了解为什么在这么多人当中，他选了我与他陪他过那一晚上。
Spending time with the kids refreshed me and was just what I needed.
而这与这些小孩子分享这些时间，真的是使我重新让我人在组织自己。
Yeah, I think you already said it, but it was just what I needed. Oh, okay. To redirect my focus on the Lord and during the trip, or focus on the Lord during the trip and not myself.
所以我就能把我的注意力转移到主身上，而不是在我自己身上。
So after that night, I realized how much love and attention a lot of the kids lacked in their lives.
所以在那晚上过后，我发现到其实这些小孩子是很需要爱，而且很需要人家的关心。
Spending time with Courtney, I could see how much she just needed the love of a friend and someone to listen to her.
与Courtney这一段时间过后，我发现到她其实只是需要一个朋友的爱，然后别人听她诉说东西。
I didn't realize that something so ordinary and insignificant to me could mean the world to someone else.
我没有发现到对我来讲是一件很普通、很小意思的事情，结果对人家别人是这么有重大的意义。
I was so caught up in my own agenda that I lost focus of why I was there.
我太关心我自己得所完成做的事情，结果我失去我应该去那边的目标。
God used that night to change my heart and remind me that I was not there to paint walls or lead a team perfectly or finish a project.
而神就借着那个晚上提醒了我，我去那边不是说只要粉刷墙壁，或者是说做一个完全的领导，或者是说把这个工作做完。
But I was there to share Christ's love and to serve God in whatever capacity He could use me.
而他改变了我的心意，使我知道说我去那是为了分享基督的爱，而且是在不断什么事情上都得服侍神。
Throughout the entire trip, I constantly felt God's presence all around us.
在这小小的短宣里面，我真的是感觉到神的同在。
During the last night that we were there, we had a campfire, and Courtney shared a few words with everyone.
在这一个晚上，我们有一个萤火，然后 Courtney与我们分享了几段话。
What touched me the most is when she said, "We are not the richest people, but we are all one big happy family here."
真的很感动我的是，她说我们不是最富有的人，可是我们都是最快乐的一个家庭。
I think the message she was trying to share was that even though they were not rich in the eyes of this world, they found joy in knowing that they were abundant in Christ's love.
我想她所要 骄纵的是说，虽然他们在世界上世人眼里看来不是很富有，可是在神基督爱的爱里面真的是很丰盛。
Not only did my perspective on the mission trip change, my perspective in my own life changed as well.
不单是我对这短宣的看法改变了，我对我自己的人生观也有改变。
The biggest blessing and reminder that I am taking away from this mission trip is knowing that despite what I lack and what this world lacks, God's grace is sufficient.
所以我这最大这短宣最大的祝福跟最大的提醒，就是知道说不管说我缺乏了什么，神的恩典够我用。
God's love never fails.
神的爱永远不会让我们失望。
Thank you.